You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
I vividly remember the story of a teacher who taught some kids how to pray their father. And I don't know if he did a good job. So he started trying to find out from the kids if they knew how to say their father. And so I remember this little boy, Peter. I said, "Peter, please pray their father." So instead of saying, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." So Peter started very well. "Our Father who art in heaven, how did you know my name?" I hope I'm going to do a good job this evening, because the theme I have selected for our meditation this Sunday is the question which one of the disciples asked Jesus. Five-letter request. Five words. Teach us to pray. So I appeal to all of us to get into our teacher's mode this evening. And I know some of you are teachers. Those of us who are not teachers, I would like all of us to get into our teacher's mode. Are we ready? Are we ready to get into our teacher's mode? Okay. So, if I were to invite you to come now to the ambo and preach, what one thing will you teach about prayer? Presume that I just come now and just... Please, just go now. Come. What will you say? What is that one thing that you say which you think is so important that we need to know today? After that, I will listen from you, and then I will share with you that one thing which I think is so important about our Father. And then by the end of my reflection, we'll compare notes. Can you just share with the person beside you what is that one thing you preach about, so that we don't delay, we don't waste time? Just that one thing that you think is so important. Can tell your daughter, we'll just tell that one thing that you consider so important for today's teaching as a teacher. Okay. Now, I have selected one of the key aspects of Jesus' teaching about prayer. And the reason why I have selected this phrase or this word is because I consider it very, very essential for us Catholics if we want to pray well. And that is Father. Father. Why is this important? We need to define in prayer, you need to define who your Father is. You need to know your Father. And we are told that when Christ prayed, "Father," it was so revolutionary that, as John would tell us in John chapter 5, in his Gospel chapter 5 verse 18, that the Jews tried to kill Jesus because he called God his Father. And he made himself equal to God. Can you imagine that? What a revolution. And in my experience as a priest for 26 years, I have come to discover in Africa and as I travel that a good number of Christians who go to church, they know about their Father, but don't know their Father. Do you know me? Do you know me? I don't think so. But you know about me. Many of you know about me. Oh, the new priest who has come from Cameroon, from Africa. But that's not me. So, most of the time we know only about people. Sometimes through the media, through what we watch about them. But they are not what we see them all the time. When we come closer to them, then we truly know them and we discover them. And that is what happens with us sometimes as Christians. We come to church, We know about the Father, but we don't know the Father. We have never had that personal touch like a child we have with the Father, right? That personal touch that you have with Daddy. Then you know Daddy. Not so. Do you know Daddy? Amen. Thank you. Thank you. See, when a child knows Daddy, you say, I know my Father. I know this is what my Father is, right? But sometimes we don't know. We don't know our own Father. That's why I chose this. And above all, I selected one of the phrases which I think is so important for us in this parish. Give us this day our daily bread. After my teaching on those two topics, I will make an appeal, and then I will conclude. So let's begin. Christ says, say, Father. When we pray to our Father, what do? We lift up our hands. Father. It means He's in control of everything. He's above everything. That's why we raise our hands. We say He is in heaven. Heaven is not up there. It's not down there. It means that He's everywhere. He's so powerful. That's why we raise our hands. He's so powerful. He goes beyond the laws of nature. The laws of nature cannot contain our Father. He is so strong. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning and end of all things. That is our Father. That is why we raise our hands up. Our Father. But that's not all about our Father. Like the little girl said, I know my Father. I know my Father is loving. The Jews, through their experience of their Father, have two words to describe the kind of Father they have. They call it the Hesed and the Hemed. Don't bother about those Hebrew words. But Hesed refers to a Father who is very loving, who is very kind, who is very sympathetic, who is very understanding, who is very caring. I like to use the word mega count, mega merciful, mega loving, mega kindness, mega, right? I'm not an English speaker, but I think mega captures a Father who is mega loving and caring. That is the Father. It's that Father who says, who will give to the child a snake if she asks for an egg? Will you do that? No, not so. No. Who is that Father who will give a child a scorpion if the child asks for an egg? Will Daddy do that? Not at all. I know, not at all. If we who are humans can do that for our own children, what more our Father in heaven will give the Holy Spirit, the greatest gift to those who love Him? What more? Our Father in heaven, He is so loving. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, He tells us that, think of the love that the Father has lavished upon us, on all of us, that we are called His children. And indeed, we are. We see example of Abraham. He knew his Father. He's dialoguing with the Father. He says, Lord, ask him, if 10 people are there, will I save that town? Abraham is dialoguing. What a relationship. He knew the Father. He kept pleading. He kept pleading because he knows his Father. The Father is merciful. And we are told that at the end, God heard Abraham's prayer and save the family of Lord. That is how powerful we are. That when we ask our Father, when we knock, when we seek and find, the Father will open the door for us. Can you imagine? That is our Father, who is very kind. That Father is so kind that we remember the story of a father who had two sons. Who is that father? After having two sons, one decides to take away all the property and goes. Eats everything. and says, I will come back to my father and I will tell my father, 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 I have sinned against you and heaven, against God. I want you to take me now as your servant, not as your son anymore. And so he decides to come back to the father. He prepares his confession, as I'll prepare mine now. He comes to the father. He prepares confession to the father. He kneels down to say, Father. The father says, hey, I don't need that anymore. I don't need your confession. I don't need that confession. Come, please get a good robe for my son. Get a ring. You know, the nice ring here. Yeah, I can see a great ring. Get a ring. I will give to my son. What a father. What a father we have who gives a ring and new robes and says, let's celebrate to a son who is horrible. Can you imagine that? That is our father. He is kind and merciful. Merciful because he cares about our future and not about our past. But that's not all about our father. Our father is not only loving. Our father is reliable. Reliable. There's this girl in my country who came to me so devastated and said, Father, I'm planning to take up my life. My fiancé has dumped me. I will die. I told her, your fiancé has disappointed you. But there is a father who is so reliable that will never, never disappoint you. Forget about him. Move on. That father will give you somebody better. And I told her, there are many fishes in the ocean. So what happened? He came back to herself and said, okay, Father, I trust you. So okay. I said, just go on. The father who is so reliable will do something for you. Guess what? Some years back, later on, Father, 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 I've got a new fiancé. He is so wonderful. This is my right fiancé. She forgot that she had said before that she was going to die. That is our father. Sometimes we are not reliable. We are not reliable. That's why when Christ was dying, because of the wickedness of the world, what did he say? Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. He could not do that to us because we were so unreliable. Our father is so reliable. He tells us, when you have problems, what should you do? Cast your worries unto me. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast it means just throw it. When you have a problem, just say, Lord, take it. Bam! And then you go smiling. He takes care of the problem. What a father we have. What a father we have who takes our problems and let us enjoy ourselves. That is the father I am talking about today. And that father gives us a secret. He says, when we ask, we should ask that the Lord will give us each day our daily bread. Can you imagine that? Our daily bread. But when I look at that prayer, there's a repetition, right? Give us today, this day, our, this day and daily. I am not an English expert, but I see some repetition there. Give us this day our daily. Are they not the same things? But why the repetition? Because the Father wants to remind us that we should trust him without reservation. Trust me. Don't be afraid. Trust me without reservation. Ask for what is necessary in life. I will give you, and above all, for those of us in this wonderful and blessed parish. That is why I always like to address you, blessed brothers and sisters of this blessed parish. Above all, it tells us daily, the word daily comes from the Greek word epiousios. Epiousios. Epi means super, mega. And then epios means substance. Give us this day our super substantial bread, our supernatural bread, our miraculous bread, the super miraculous bread from heaven. Like the people of Israel, God gave them manna from heaven when they were going to the promised land. We are told that the manna stopped when? As soon as they got to the promised land, the manna stopped. So Jesus is saying to us, yeah, Catholics, can you imagine? Catholics, give us, we should ask the Father to give us that new manna, the new manna of the church, which is the Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament Church. That is the new manna. You have discovered it in this church. The Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, is the supernatural bread, the epiusio, the daily bread, which should accompany us until we die. Can you imagine a God who feeds us and guides us with food and celebrates us every day? Can you imagine that Father, so loving, and wants to share a meal with us till we die? This is the Father I'm talking about. What a wonderful Father we have. My dear brothers and sisters, my dear blessed brothers and sisters of this parish. Sometimes when I see Catholics leave the church, I just feel sorry for them, because they have not discovered this Father who gives us his body and blood as food to keep us going, to support us spiritually. We have the treasure in the Catholic Church. We have it, young men. We have it. We have it in the church. Come, come and experience the love of your Father. And as a teacher, I'll give you an assignment, as I said. My assignment is that when you go home today, teach your child or whoever your spouse that song which you love so much that reminds you of the love of your Father. And with your permission, I will sing you one of those songs that is so touching to me, which reminds me of the awesome love of our Father. When we raise up our hands, can I sing that song for you? Should I sing? Yeah. Should I sing it?
Yeah.
Okay. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, my very soul will shout hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. God bless the Christians of this parish. God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.